The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. I'm Andy Holding. We're going to be looking at a 7-race programme at Leopardstown this evening on Thursday, June the 15th, where we've got Group 3 action as the main highlight at 7:20. The Ballycora Stakes brings together a small but select field. And of course, we've got representation from the UK with Don't Touch and Firmament. So that race's got a little bit of extra zest about it. We've got some decent handicaps and maidens alike scattered around the rest of the programme. And my nap of the night comes in the 8:50. So hopefully that will be worth waiting on for.
Race 1.
But we begin with the first race, which is the 5:45. This is a 6-furlong maiden in which there are one or two nicely bred individuals making their debut. And we've got some good representation from some powerful stables doing well with their youngsters this year. None more so than, of course, Jessica Harrington. What an amazing run the Moon Handler has been on at present. She just literally cannot stop training winners. And indeed, she had another 2-year-old debutante win at Roscommon on Monday night. So the bandwagon keeps rolling. And there's a good chance that Matty Moles Gaga, called by Dragon Pulse, will make a winning debut. Didn't cost a great deal, but nicely got a nice page, a nice family as well, related to several previous winners. And they all seem to know their job, and just Jessica's horse. I've noticed they all break cleanly, get into a good rhythm. And of course, Alpha Centauri will be flying the flag for Jessica at Royal Ascot next week. So confidence will be added if this Matty Moles Gaga can justify his position in the market in the opening race.
Race 2.
On to the 6:15 then. And William McCreary's horses are in fantastic nick at the moment. So Belle Boyd is the obvious one here, having caught the eye on her debut, down in Cork on the 19th of May, when staying on quite nicely in the latter stages without being unduly punished to finish third behind the much more experienced Venezuela and Maritzburg. I did notice that back in fourth was Conversely, who chased our Music Box next time out at Garen's. That form looks pretty solid. And given that this horse was a 4-1 poke from nines in the betting, suggested that Connections thought she was certainly up to the standard of winning a maiden first time off the shelf. So with that experience under her belt, in what doesn't look a particularly strong race, I'd take Belle Boyd to just find that necessarily normal improvement to go two places better here this evening.
Race number 3.
On to the 6:45 then, and quite a tough little trappy mile handicap to get our heads around here. However, I do quite like the consistency and the overall profile of John Jess, who represents the Conor O'Dwyer stable. But we don't know whether this horse will handle the turf, but providing he does, he's got just as good a chance of one or two of these horses in this race based on his form on the all-weather, including Rock of Peace, of course. He's a similar type to Gerline's Discharge, and I do like the way he outstayed Hailstone on his last visit to a racetrack back on the early part of May, when he outstayed Paddy Prendergast's horse in the latter stage. Now, of course, Hailstone's gone to win several much better races in recent times, so that form line is really good. And his time figures are basically suggesting that he's going to run a big race here. He's always done the same kind of numbers. And, of course, Pat Smullen gets on particularly well with him. So, John S, a fairly confident vote there, at least going very well in that 6:45.
Race 4.
On to the big race of the night then, which is the 7:20, of course. It's the Group 3 Ballycora Stakes, where heading the market is the British trained duo, Firmament and Don't Touch. And of that pair, I'm going to go with David O'Mara's 5-year-old, who has run to a consistent level on his first two starts this season. Third at Ascot on his opening salvo beyond Tabarrak, followed up by that good run down in York last time behind the well-ridden Golden Stunner, of course, got first run on this 5-year-old on the Knavesmire. But I do like the way he kept on well for pressure in the latter stage. He's certainly looking as though he's coming to the ball quite nicely. If I'm being truthful, I think this horse is always going to be better in these big fields that he encountered last year. Don't forget, he was knocking at the door in some of those hard-knocking 20-odd runner handicaps at Ascot. And I think ultimately that's where his best form will arise from. But he's certainly not running badly in these smaller, more tactically driven conditions races to suggest that his turn is only just around the corner. And of course, he comes from the same yard that Do has done really well with Custom Cut here over the years. I think Custom Cut is actually 3-for-3 or maybe even 4-for-4 at Leopard Sound. So hopefully this horse can follow in his illustrious hoofprint. So Firmament, quite a confident vote there in the 7:20.
Race 5.
On to the 7:50 then, and this looks a very tightly knit and trappy looking handicap to get your head around. The one I quite fancy here is Prove the Point. I do think he'll run at least consistently. She will run consistently well yet again. You can scratch her last run at the Curragh on Sunday when she was down the field behind Duchess of France. First of all, the ground probably the combination of the ground and the trip would have been far too would have been against her big time, and she was slowly away as well, so she never really got a chance to get into the race. But if you go back to her previous run on decent ground, i.e. good to firm, like we're going to get tonight, she was third behind Panda Green in a very competitive race over tonight's course and distance, and indeed she's already won here this season as well early on in April. So everything looks set fair for Prove the Point to run really well around about 10-1 this morning. And the other one to keep an eye on is Crafty Jewel from the Sheila Lavery stable. Now, Sheila's had a really good season so far. She's probably had about 4 or 5 winners, and a lot of them have all come down the same route, i.e. from decent performances last season. This horse clocked a very big speed figure when it was a winner in the middle of June last season at Cork. And she finished off her season in some decent handicaps, running good times in defeat. She's only got a mark of 78, and I do think she's much better than that potentially further down the line. So she's also worth a save at around about the 8-1 mark. So two against the field there, Prove the Point and Crafty Jewel.
Race number 6.
On to the 8:20 then, which is a mile 5 handicap coming up at 8:20. And I was really impressed by the way that Wait for Dave finished off his race of the day at Fairy House. He was well backed to get the job done a couple of weeks ago. Unfortunately, he was just too far behind over what proved an inadequate trip over a mile and a quarter at the County Kildare venue. But as I said, he came home very, very strongly in the latter stage to suggest when he's up to a more realistic trip, don't forget he was a good 2-2.5 mile handicap hurdler throughout the winter in quite a few decent open handicaps. So I'd imagine that conditions will be absolutely ideal for him tonight. And if they go a decent pace, I'd be hopeful that Noel Meade's Charge can certainly be a little bit more competitive than he was a couple of weeks ago here tonight.
And the final race.
On to the final race then. My nap and the night runs here in this particular contest. It's more of a national hunt who's who, really, to be honest. A lot of these horses have been plying their trade over the winter, most predominantly over fences. The likes of Elusive Ivy, Mr. 51, have all been running some decent handicaps, and so has Powers Bomb, and he's the choice here from the Brian McMahon stable. I do think this horse has got quite a bit of talent, actually. Ever since he's gone fencing and the hood has been applied, he basically hasn't looked back, and you've only got to look at his career trajectory, and it's certainly going in the right direction. Most notably as well, he's run two fantastic races here at Leopardstown. He was hugely unlucky when he fell at the last here at the Christmas meeting when it was a race that went the way of Lake Takapuna. And how he didn't win his next race against Elusive Ivy, I don't know. But he made a bad mistake at the second last once again that kind of did for him in the end, because he got there travelling really strongly, only to just get run out of it close home. Connections dipped their bread in the big handicap at the Cheltenham Festival, and he certainly justified their lofty target there by finishing fourth of 20 behind Tully East. He got obviously outpaced and outclassed in a Grade 1 on his final start at the Punchestown Festival, but the fact that he was running in such exalted company suggests that Connections do think very highly of this fella. He's got plenty of boot as well, this horse. He's got a good cruising speed, and because he's already run well at the track twice, albeit over fences, there's a good chance that on his return here to the Dublin venue, he will run a very positive race here tonight. And the fact that Derek O'Connor has been booked as well has got to be seen as a massive positive. He's available to back around about 4-1 this morning. I thought that looked a decent each way bet for a horse who comes here in excellent heart. So Powers Bomb, my napping tonight in the final race, the 8:50. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Do tune in tomorrow. We're going to be taking a look at a 7-race flat card from Fairy House beginning at 5:40. Until then, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.